Alliance City Council will need a new leader after Art Garns resigned as president effective immediately. Garns cited ongoing health issues as the reason for stepping down. He'd served on council since 2015 and was reelected five times, most recently last November. The Starr County Republican Central Committee has between 5 and 20 days to select someone to finish Garns' term, which runs through the end of 2027. Councilman Ed Lonis will serve as president pro tem until the appointment of Garns' successor. A felony child endangering charge has been filed against an Alliance police sergeant. Ethan Griffith was placed on paid administrative leave after Austintown police arrested him June 7th. He was accused of crashing a pickup truck and leaving the scene. Griffith was off duty and on vacation at the time of the incident. He faces multiple charges. Griffith was arrested Tuesday on a felony count of endangering children. He reportedly hit the 4-year-old son of his fiance at White House Fruit Farm in Canfield Sunday. Police said the blows left marks on the boy's face. Griffith is charged in Mahoning County Court in Sebring. Dozens of Canton residents were turned away from City Hall Monday as council approved new rules for future data centers. 8-3 vote came after a packed 90-minute public hearing where residents spoke against the projects and said the regulations were too little too late. The new zoning rules require 200-foot setbacks from homes and other sensitive properties. Sound studies, limits on generator testing, and buried utility lines with landscaped buffers. Man has been released on bond after being charged in the death of his bedridden mother. 64-year-old Paul Yeager of Jackson Township posted $10,000 bond following his arraignment Monday in Massillon Municipal Court. Investigators say 91-year-old Paula Blankenship died of hypothermia and environmental exposure at their home on Lawnview Street Northwest January 28th. Yeager is charged with reckless homicide and failing to provide for a functionally impaired person. A preliminary hearing set for Wednesday. Canton police have asked the public for help in finding an 80-year-old man. Sam Gilmore of Canton was last seen Saturday afternoon when he said he was going to walk to Woodlawn Market on Woodlawn Avenue in Jackson Township. Gilmore most recently lived in the 2500 block of Roberts Avenue Northwest. He is black, 5'7", 155 pounds, with gray hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a black suit coat, white Oxford shirt with blue stripes, black pants, brown boots, and a camouflage hat. Anyone with information can contact Canton Police at 330-649-5800 or the Detective Bureau at 489-3144. Anonymous tips can also be sent to TIP-411 or Starr County Crime Stoppers. Lexington Township trustees say more money is needed to keep up with road repairs. Voters will decide on a new levy this fall. Trustees today placed an additional 5-year, 1.5 mil road levy on the November 3rd ballot. Would generate about $251,000 a year. Road Superintendent Mike Beiler says current funding limits how much resurfacing can be completed. Trustees also accepted a $61,000 Ohio Public Works Commission grant for a guardrail project on Price Street and approved a vacant lot application for 3 parcels along Webb Avenue Northeast. Richard George plans to buy the roughly 48 acres and build multiple homes, the land currently owned by New Jersey-based Central Waste Incorporated. Man wanted on an Alliance police warrant accused of leading Youngstown police on a chase through Mill Creek Park Saturday afternoon. Police say 45-year-old Ismael Camacho fled a traffic stop on Mahoning Avenue, crashed his car near West Cohasset Drive, and fled on foot before being caught. Police say they recovered a handgun modified for fully automatic fire and 11 Suboxone strips from the vehicle. Camacho was arraigned Monday on a failure to comply charge, drug and weapons offenses, and is due in court August 3rd for a preliminary hearing. A man was rescued in Boardman Monday morning after driving his car down an embankment. WKBN-TV reports emergency crews responded to Mill Creek Park just before 10. The car was about 60 feet down an embankment off Chestnut Drive. The man was able to extricate himself from the car, was helped up to the road by firefighters using a walking path. The driver suffered minor injuries. 21-year-old Youngstown man due back in court next week after police say a woman was shot during a domestic dispute. Sean Grant was arraigned Monday on a felonious assault charge. His bond was set at $75,000. Preliminary hearing set for Monday. Police say Grant was arrested shortly after the shooting on the city's east side Saturday morning. His attorney said the shooting was unintentional. Prosecutors allege a Canfield man was using his cell phone just before a crash that killed an Ohio Highway Patrol trooper last October. 36-year-old Ryan Ratch pleaded not guilty Monday to aggravated vehicular homicide and aggravated vehicular assault in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Rauch was released from jail after posting $100,000 bond. The crash on Route 11 in Canfield killed trooper Nicholas Caton and injured the driver of a disabled semi.